Overall, consumers are feeling a bit better as inflation rates are slowing. So the National Retail Federation is expecting Black Friday weekend record-breaking sales for the holiday period of close to $1 trillion. That said, it's Dickens, Chris. It's the best of times for the wealthy, and it's concerning to challenging times for poor to middle-income working people.
How so? Tell me.
For the people on fixed and limited income and working people, inflation for food and beverage at the supermarkets on branded products is up 30 to 40% over the last 4 years. And the cost of energy has increased 30 to 50% with the decommissioning of nuclear and coal and energy demand outpacing what can be done with renewables. So that's a real concern between the cost of heating and cooling homes, the cost of groceries, rent, and other fixed charges. We're seeing that for the 12 monthly expenditure areas, Chris, they're all going up for the first time in 70 years. And that's concerning for the consumers. At the same time, consumers feeling better about gas prices being down 7.1% year on year.
How much is it really? It's the grocery prices that are the killer, not only for the pocketbook, but for people's perception too. Would you say that?
You're completely correct, Chris. And the key differentiator is companies like Kroger have 35 manufacturing plants, buy directly from farmers, and make better Kroger brand products than the branded companies like Kraft and Kellogg do. So the consumer can save more by shopping at Kroger on private brands, where the branded companies are price gouging, in my professional opinion, Chris, which is informed, record-breaking proportions. And here's an example for you and your WSB listeners. During the last 10 years, crop year 2024, the farmer received less money in the harvest that just got completed than what the same farmer received cash on cash per bushel in crop year 2014, 10 years ago. So why is that important? It shows that Kellogg's Crispix or General Mills cereal or any other food and beverage product, in our pricing studies in Atlanta and across America, the cost of branded General Mills and Kellogg cereals is up to 200% higher during the last 10 years, while the farmer's receiving less, Chris. That doesn't make sense for the consumer, doesn't make sense for the farmer, doesn't make sense for the worker. And hopefully, on a bipartisan basis, that'll be corrected into the new year.
Let's talk about retail and consumer trends here, 2024 and then into 2025. What have you seen in this last year or so that people are wanting or that they're spending more on? And how thoroughly has the trend moved toward online shopping from going to trying to find a space at the mall?
Online shopping is going to be up close to 10% this holiday. So you back out online, the spending in stores is going to be up less than 2%. And online spending is going to be about a third of the total versus 5 years ago, which was about a fifth of the total. So a big increase for online. And Chris, what's interesting, we're seeing in our strategic resource group store checks across the country is the retailers are self-sabotaging themselves. So for example, everyone from Nordstrom to Penney to Saks Fifth Avenue to the off-price stores to Foot Locker, Dick's, all the good stores are cutting working capital to increase earnings. But when they cut working capital, they cut inventory. So, Chris, you and your WSB listeners go to stores fully intending to buy sneakers or sporting goods or consumer electronics or furniture, home goods, or entertainment products, and this product's not stocked on the shelf. And what's the most absurd, Chris, is women's designer shoes, where we've done studies worldwide for the luxury department store retailers nationally and internationally. And a person goes into a leading department store to buy Jimmy Choo or Manolo Blahnik or high-end shoes. The quote-unquote open to buy is closed. So they don't have any inventory. So Nordstrom says, go to Nordstrom's.com. And the poor customer says, shoes are the most important thing to try
That's
for. And
exactly
they
right.
say you're out of luck. And the mistakes Nordstrom's making are copied by Saks Fifth Avenue, And a number of other chains. And the only standout, if you want to have great inventory and service and support, is the Dillard's Company, because it's still a great combination of family management and professional management, while the stores that are cutting inventory and not stocking the shelves are run by all these Harvard MBA hotshots who don't have a single minute of experience stocking shelves, ringing a register, or taking care of consumers.
All right, talk to me about retail consumers. We've heard so much in this last couple of years about people, instead of buying and giving stuff, wanting experiences, jumping out of a plane or going to the rainforest or whatever it is. Are we back to buying stuff, TVs, little technological gizmos, furniture, that kind of thing? Have people gone back to more materialistic pursuits, I guess is the question.
Yes, Chris, absolutely. More gizmos, material pursuits, and more goodies. And where it's really most pronounced in terms of increased purchasing is consumer electronics. And with electronics, they're still doing experiential buying. So Atlanta-based WSB supporter Delta Airlines has reported really good numbers last week too, but they're still buying products for the holidays and spend time with family and friends during the holidays. But that said, people are buying more for what she or he needs immediately, where food and beverage purchases are really strong, but the categories under pressure are furniture, consumer electronics, overall computers mostly. Sporting goods, et cetera. So the smart WSB listeners, which 99.9% of them are, Chris,
Absolutely.
the WSB listeners will outsmart the stores and they won't buy before Hanukkah, they won't buy before Christmas, they won't buy before Kwanzaa. They'll wait till the new year and the desperation discounting will reach unprecedented proportions. Why is that? Because the retailers have a record-breaking amount of inventory that they have tried to hold back to sell for higher prices, especially the department stores, the discount stores, and the dollar stores, and the specialty stores before the holidays. So the consumer who waits till after the holidays will see desperation discounting to levels of 20, 30, 40% less than what's the on sale prices before Christmas.
How important does that make Black Friday and Cyber Monday or not, if people are going to be holdouts?
Chris, it makes Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday critically important. That's the turning point for consumers and retailers across America. If Cyber Monday comes in over 130 million, if Black Friday comes in at over 65 million, Small Business Saturday comes in at over 40 million, we'll be okay. If not, big trouble for retail. And big trouble for the shopping center owners. And why is that important? Because shopping center real estate taxes pay for 60% of public school budgets typically across the country. So if retail goes the wrong way with bricks and mortar, that really affects public school funding, elementary, high school, and public colleges and universities like University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, et cetera. As well as all the fine educational public institutions across the state of Georgia and across America.
All right, big picture question final then. Based on what you have seen in 2024 and based on your firm's considerable researches, talk to me about what specifically you're looking to see in 2025 and what you think you might see.
What we're really looking to see in 2025, Chris, and this may sound unconventional, but we're seeing the trend play out across the country, is shopping more at thrift stores. So the spiritual institutions, thrift stores, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, Savers. So they're getting better tailored, better made garments, clothes, home goods, et cetera, at between $1 to $5 an item, and bypassing the traditional bricks and mortar and buying better quality product that's pre-owned than product that's recently made. We're seeing the same thing quite candidly, Chris, in auto, that some people buying pre-owned autos that were made a few to 5 years ago are better quality than some of the, in my professional view, working all over the world, including the
Wow.
People's Republic of China. The autos coming out of the People's Republic of China are not top quality, and consumers better to buy a pre-owned car made in America or in Asia. versus a new car that's imported and made in People's Republic of China.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.